Welcome to the Wasatch Gazette, a public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com. Now, here's the host of the Wasatch Gazette, Mike Parsons.
My guests this morning are Jared Stewart, Carrie B., and Sarah Heuser, and they are all from Scenic View Academy in Provo. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank you for being here. Tell us first what Scenic View Academy is.
I'm a program director there, so I guess I'll take that question.
Okay.
Scenic View Academy is a residential transitional school for adults 18 and over who have autism spectrum disorder or other learning disabilities or ADHD, any of those kinds of neurodiversities. And we help them to find the skills and set the goals that will allow them to have a job, have an apartment, live on their own, have friends, and basically become independent and productive
adults. Life.
Exactly right.
So tell me how Scenic View Academy first started.
So back in the early 2000s, where there was Ray and Tynorda, the founders of Novell Software, they had a child, and that child had some needs, and they said that once they hit 21, what are they supposed to do? They're out of the school system. They've lost all of those benefits. And so there must be some kind of program out there, and they looked, and long story short, couldn't find one. And they said, well, then we're going to do this.
That's great. I love this. You're doing OtCon. There's all kinds of cons for everything, so why not a convention about autism? And it's Autism Awareness Month this month. Tell us about OtCon. When is it? What is it? What are we going to see there?
Well, OtCon is an event by autistic adults, for autistic adults, and or a person with autism. It depends on your preference of what you like to be called. And it's May 4th, and we did that on purpose. May the 4th be with you. A lot of Star Wars fans in the autistic community. It's going to be just for adults with autism, 18 and older, although you are welcome to bring someone who maybe isn't on the autism spectrum, if that makes you feel more comfortable.
If that's the difference between you coming or not coming.
Right. Just keep in mind that for every ticket we sell to someone who's not on the spectrum, that's a ticket that we can't give to someone who is on the spectrum. It's 25 in advance and 35 at the door, and I think we forgot to mention that it includes dinner and a t-shirt, so you're going to have time to interact with others if you like. You can also just go sit in a corner and eat your dinner if that's more your speed. And we're also going to have an autism-friendly screening of Avengers Infinity War. So our sessions are going to focus mostly on navigating social rules, what the future looks like. A lot of autistic folks, they do not have a very clear vision of their future just because we're not represented. So if you turn on the TV, it's been getting better. You can now see doctors and super detectives who are autistic, but you don't generally see like the everyday layperson.
Right.
So you're not seeing people like Jared and me that we have jobs. Jared has a family. He's got a wife and kids. You're mostly seeing people who are very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a real reality of the autistic life, but it's also not the entire reality.
So you're both on the autistic spectrum, and mm-hmm. you're both working at Scenic View. Was Scenic View something that you went there for their services and then ended up working there?
Some people have done that, but for both of us, we had different journeys where we had the diagnosis and then decided we wanted to help other individuals
sure.
on the autism spectrum, and so I was in special education, and Sarah was in psychology.
Yeah.
So what is it that is most misunderstood about people with autism?
Wow, that's a great question, because there's a lot of misunderstanding.
I'm sure there are.
And then some of it is, like Sarah said, the representation you see tends to be savants and superheroes, and that's great. The stereotype is not all Rain Man now, but it's still, that's a stereotype, and there's a lot of people on the spectrum who, you know, just have normal intelligence and are just trying to get by. I think a lot of the misunderstanding, especially for the higher functioning end, which Sarah and I represent, is that somehow we're just faking it, or if we could just somehow just get out of this, it's just, we're just shy, and we're just, you know, we just need to get out more, and we need to do things like normal people do. And if we would just do that, we would just be fine.
Right.
At least that's one.
Not the case.
What are some of the big ones you've seen?
I think a lot of it comes I see a lot of people believing that maybe we don't want social interaction and that we don't want to have friends and that kind of thing. But I think which causes a lot of people to maybe not reach out. But in my experience, a lot of people want friends and they want things, but it's primarily a social disability. So if you look at like other disabilities like dyslexia, like I have a hard time reading. Well, I have a hard time socializing. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time getting a lot of my thoughts and feelings across in the way that I mean. So yeah, it can be incredibly lonely and isolating like I was talking about earlier. But it's not so much that these people don't want friends and sociability and to be able to go out and have fun with other people. It's more that they struggle to do it. And even if they're not outwardly struggling, I know me personally, I can feel my struggle on the inside and it makes me very self-conscious. Mm-hmm. So I think that people are thinking bad things about me, or they think that I talk weird, or they think that I'm using like too big of words and I'm trying to sound smart. Which is a thing with a lot of autistic people. And so I will just end up feeling very lonely. So a lot of people think that we don't want that social interaction, but we do. We just don't know how to get it.
Right. Okay.
And because of that social interaction issue, then, you know, there's a lot of withdrawal into special interest areas because it's a distraction from that. And so spending a lot of time with video games or anime or with movies or with reading or with science or with whatever that fixation happens to be. And that's one of the reasons we're excited for OtCon, but we don't know exactly how this is going to go. This is our first time ever. As far as we know, this is the first time in history anything like this has even been tried, where it's a convention just for people with autism to come and meet other people with autism in an autism-friendly environment, where if they need to go, you know, de-escalate or just calm down, we'll have places for that. We'll have places where they can go pet animals, or they can go color pictures, or they can just go sit quietly, or they can go read. We're going to have a lot of different things where they can just come and be themselves and do as much as they can handle. Because, I mean, everyone on the spectrum has different tolerances, but generally social interaction, as much as we want it, tends to be really, really draining.
So that brings up a question. Are people without autism welcome at OtCon, and are there other restrictions?
If you don't have autism, you need to be with someone who has autism. And actually, we prefer to have it just be people with autism. But obviously, if it came down to like, I'll only come if my spouse comes or something, then go ahead and bring them. But just be aware that there is limited capacity. And so if we have a ticket for someone who doesn't have autism, that means someone with autism spectrum disorder isn't going to be able to buy that ticket. But again, yeah, we'd rather they came than didn't. And so
any kind of age limitations?
18 and above.
18 and older.
18 and above.
So I love this idea, because I talked to you guys a few months ago and it had never even occurred to me that there are services for people with autism through the school age, but then it sort of just drops off a cliff at that point. So that's the gap that Scenic View Academy is trying to fill.
Yeah, it's called the first cliff, where they no longer have school services and state services, and it all of a sudden, all that is gone.
Okay, you're 18. You're on your own. Good luck.
Yep. It's like, okay, so you've had the wheelchair. Now it's time to get out and walk. I hope it works for you. And then there's a second cliff when they no longer can have family support, when the parents can no longer care for them, whether because they've passed away or their health is poor or whatever else it happens to be. So Scenic View is kind of right between those two cliffs. It's saying, okay, you've gone over the one, and now we got to prepare you for the other so that you can live on your own and not be dependent on everyone else.
How many people do you serve at any given time?
At any given time, we're between 50 and 80 people that we're serving, most of them living on campus, but a lot of them also moving on as they transition through the program. They begin to live off campus on their own, and by the end, they're all living off campus.
And you help them gain the skills and the knowledge they need to get into careers. What sort of careers are a natural fit, if that even exists?
Anything that's detail-oriented is usually a good fit for autism. And so that can be anything from like really technical sciences or programming or that kind of thing to music and art and machining and trade skills and composite materials. And for that matter, some of the students we've worked with have been really content to push carts at Walmart and organize the carts. And it's like, well, again, whatever they want to do, that's what we'll keep working with.
For instance, my job, I actually got because I told the people who were interviewing me that I really like filling out paperwork.
And she was the only candidate who mentioned that. And we were like, you know, we have an opening that we didn't really advertise for benefits. Do you have any experience with benefits? No one had any benefits experience. And we were like, well, what do you think? And Sarah's answer of, I love paperwork. That was it. We were like, okay, you're hired.
And she has been. I might steal that. That's a great idea.
She's been incredible. And I think that's another thing that gets missed is that people with autism, they don't need to just have, you know, kind of this job that's made up for them or something.
Right.
They can do jobs that other people would never want to do, but they love doing and they get so good at it that you couldn't, I mean, we couldn't live without Sarah doing what she
does. So there are natural skills that people with autism have that actually make them better candidates for things.
Absolutely.
You said that it was the founders of Novell that opened the center. How is Scenic View Academy funded? I would imagine you take donations like every 501c3 does. What other ways are you funded?
Well,
Carrie wanted to thank some of the sponsors, and I think this is important.
Yeah.
By all means, give kudos to the companies and organizations that are supporting your cause.
And Carrie is one of the people we hired to oversee all of our donations and public relations.
Well, and that's one of the points we wanted to make about OtCon is it's not a fundraiser. It's just a fulfillment of our mission to help adults on the spectrum, but it does take money to do that.
Sure.
And so we do have some sponsors that have donated to OtCon, and so we wanted to make sure to tell them thank you. That the Melissa Nellison Center for Autism at UVU, Health Equity, the Autism Council of Utah, the Good Move Store in Provo, and Bricks and Minifigs of Orem. They're going to do a Lego room at OtCon, so
fun.
That'll be a fun activity. But so yeah, those folks make it possible, and we do, you know, if we are, we're selling tickets to the event to kind of cover costs, but we are also taking donations. So if you know, you're inspired and you want to help adults with autism, we would love to have contributions to the website as well.
So this seems like a really great opportunity for somebody in this age range, 18 and older, who is on the spectrum and maybe needs some help, some support, learn some skills, is in the Utah County area. That's kind of who this is for.
Right. And one thing that makes OtCon unique is it is by autism for autism.
Uh-huh.
That all of the presenters, all of the panelists, all of the individuals that you'll hear from are on the spectrum.
And so we're hoping that people will be able to come and even just see, oh, okay, so there's hope. There's, you know, later in life, there are people who are doing this and this and this, and it will hopefully open some horizons for people who otherwise may have gotten out of high school, tried college, or tried a job and just had a failure and given up, which is all too often what happens. And then there's people who are married on the spectrum or whatever else who want to be able to see, you know, well, how are other people making this work? In a couple where one of them has just been diagnosed with autism and those kind of things. We're hopeful that those will be there.
And I think that's the most important aspect of OtCon. The most important thing to me upon getting my diagnosis was finding people like me. My mother said finding my tribe, and that's very much kind of what happened. I don't think that if I hadn't found other people like me that I would be where I am right now. So a lot of people look at a diagnosis as kind of a bad thing, but I found it as an introductory to other people who were like myself.
I would imagine on some level it's a relief knowing, okay, now I know, now I can deal with it.
It was a huge relief, and it was a huge relief to finally fit in somewhere because people think of labels as bad things, but I grew up without a label. I grew up without fully expecting the mothership to come and get me any moment. I was looking towards the sky every day. So finding out that there were other humans like myself and that I wasn't an alien and I wasn't whatever it is I thought I was as a child. I got to believe all kinds of things as a kid, as we all do. That was huge for me. And it's probably the biggest part of my healthy mental self.
OtCon is May 4th. For and by people with autism. I love that. And it's going to be at Scenic View Academy in Provo, right there by the mouth of Provo Canyon, correct?
Yeah. 4 to 10 p.m.
4 to 10
p.m. And as it wraps up, there'll be a dinner. And then for those that still have any energy left, we're going to go out to see Infinity War, Avengers 3 together. And that's included in the ticket price.
And how much are the tickets?
$25.
$25 for the whole event, including the movie.
We're not, again, we're just trying to break even on this. Based on how this goes, we'll hopefully expand it next year and based on feedback from the people who come. So just come as you are. Come with your cosplay if you want to dress up. Come however you are. If you need some special accommodations, let us know. We just want to get some people there. And we realize there's a lot of reasons to choose to just stay home and not come to something like this, but come give it a try and stay as long as you can handle it.
It's a great idea, and I hope it's a first annual of many. My guests this morning, Jared Stewart, who's the program director, Carrie, who's events coordinator, and Sarah Heuser, who is benefits specialist. Benefit Skills Specialist. What a cool title. Thank you so much for being here. If you want more information about Scenic View Academy or about OTCON, just go to svacademy.org. That's svacademy.org. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Wasatch Gazette, a weekly public affairs program produced by Cumulus Media Salt Lake City. If you would like to submit an interview request for the Wasatch Gazette, please email mike.parsons@cumulus.com. That's mike.parsons@cumulus.com.